The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
The Burt Show. I called it Lose Burt's Money. It's a very superficial question. I got $100, 3 people on the line. With every incorrect answer, I take $10 away. It is Lose Burt's Money. I'm going to make the prediction we are going to get a winner fairly early this time. Okay?
Okay.
$100 on the line. I'm going to give you the trivia question right now. Here it is. The average woman will buy more than 200 of these in her lifetime. That's probably a couple of different items, but there's one thing that I'm specifically looking for. The average woman is going to buy more than 200 of these in her lifetime. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
Hi, you were the first one to call in, so you're going to go first. Where are you calling us from?
I am from Johns Creek.
Johns Creek. All right, Rachel. Weren't they just like, Johns Creek was just named the number one city to live in America.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I would agree. I would have to say.
I'm very proud of John and his creek.
Exactly.
All right, Rachel, what is it? The average woman will buy more than 200 of these in her lifetime.
I have 200 in my purse, so I'm going to say lip glosses.
Lip gloss.
Ooh, that's a good answer.
That is
that's
good.
That's a great answer. Not the one I'm looking for, but a very, very good answer. Okay, hang tight. Heather, we are now down to $90. Where are you calling us from?
Marietta.
I don't know where you guys rank in the country. I have no idea.
Probably like 15.
The average woman will buy more than 200 of these in her lifetime. Heather, what is it?
Purses.
It's
a lot of purses.
Purses. When you guys are looking at your life right now, are you on track for over 200 in your life?
I mean, if you include like all little clutches and stuff like that, maybe. Maybe?
200?
No, I have like one, and I just rotate that one.
Over and over and over again. It is not. It is not purses, okay? Not handbags, not nada. Nicole, we are now down to $80. You got a guess?
Yeah, is it razors?
Razors.
Y'all need to shave more. I go through like 5 a month.
Do you?
Yeah.
Mine will be rusty before I get rid of one.
I'm a hairy lady.
You joke, but I wait until I see that little tinge of rust and I'm like, for a new one.
No, I'm not joking. I'm serious. It is not razors. All right, back to Rachel from Johns Creek. The average woman will buy more than 200 of these in her lifetime. What are we at, $70?
We are at 70.
I'm going to go woo-woo and say candles.
Candles. The average woman will buy more than 200 of these in her lifetime. Would you guys say that you're close to 200?
No woman is buying 200 candles because it's a matter of fact, you're getting re-gifted the same candle for Christmas every year. Okay. I'm way over 200. I get tea lights all the time and I'm constantly going through those bad boys. So if you count every tea light I've ever purchased, I'm well over 200. Someone bought me a candle this weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I haven't bought a candle since I was 7 years old.
The average woman will buy more than 200 of these in her lifetime, and it is candles.
No!
Yeah. Yes! I thought we'd get a winner today. It is absolutely candles. You
That's
got it.
So random.
I would not have thought of candles. I thought someone was going to say bras.
No? 200 bras? That's a lot of bras.
It is a lot of bras, but I was like, I don't know. Maybe I'm just nasty. Maybe people buy more bras than me.
I can't believe you buy more bras or like, yeah.
Yeah,
you
I definitely buy a lot of bras.
You should have more bras than candles. Statistically, I feel like.
Really?
No?
You want? I definitely have more candles than bras.
It doesn't matter if like your house smells good if your boobs are sagging, Kristen.
The Burt Show.
I'll be honest with you. I don't know who to trust anymore. You want to believe that you got a really nice, tight circle of people that you can trust. So when one of them betrays that trust, it is jarring. And Keith here, our listener, has one for sure. Hey, Keith. Good morning.
Hey, man. How you doing?
All right. How are you doing, man?
You know, I'm doing all right. I just got to get this off my chest, though. So basically, I'll just tell you guys, my best friend slept with my mom, and I don't know if I should forgive him.
Well, is your mom hot?
Yeah, it's her own fault. Yeah, because she's that hot.
No, I'm just trying to get context for it. Like, what? You know, do I want to have empathy for the best friend or not?
So you would have more empathy if she was hot or if she was ugly?
Maybe for both, because if she's hot, then can you really blame him? But if she's not, then I feel like that's a good thing for your mom, and you should just be happy for your mom that she's getting some.
Abby's logic is right on point this morning.
Well, look, my mom is attractive, but I just feel like it's crossed the line. I mean,
yeah, of course.
He and I have known each other since like middle school, and we grew up together, played on the same teams, went through our first jobs, breakups, college parties, road trips. I mean, you name it. He's been more like a brother than a friend for like almost 20 years. And, you know, and then my mom has been there that whole time, but now just everything feels ruined. Like a couple weeks ago, we were hanging out with some friends and I grabbed his phone to pull up a playlist. We were playing music. And when I opened his phone, there was a text from a girl with the same name as my mom. And I jokingly said, dude, why are you texting my mom? And his face just set it off.
No.
He accidentally outed himself.
Yes, he was actually texting with my mom. And after I pushed him, he came clean that he and my mom had hooked up a couple of times.
I don't think that you're looking at the positive possibilities here. Like if they start a relationship and get married, your best friend will be your stepdad.
No, I've officially changed my logic because once you said that your mom has known him since middle school, I immediately got the ick.
Yeah, same.
I immediately got the ick as soon as you said my best friend slept with my mom. That's all it took.
I don't know. I'm like, we need more context. I'm like, is your best friend older? Like, did they meet as two consenting adults? Like, maybe it's weird, but like they're still human. But the fact that she knew him at the age of 11,
it doesn't even matter. There are how many billions of men and women are there in the world? There should be one person that's off limits, your best friend's mom or dad. Okay,
yeah,
exactly.
I mean, there's so many.
Okay, so Keith, so you're asking us whether or not you should forgive him or just write him off as a friend forever.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly feel sick about it. I mean, this is the guy who's supposed to have my back, and instead he pretty much crossed the one line I never thought anyone would ever cross.
Wait, Kristen has a line she wants to say.
I'm not saying it.
Say it.
I mean, he has somebody's back.
There it is.
All right, so all the mom jokes aside, Keith, like after you accidentally busted him, which is classic, has he promised not to like have relations? Are you going to talk to your mom about this?
I have not wanted to even talk to her about this. I haven't even said anything and I just feel so weirded out. But him and I talked about it. Obviously I'm not talking to him at the moment either. But he didn't say that he was going to stop it. He just said like, I'm sorry. I should have told you. It's complicated. So I don't even know if it's going to stop or if they're going to continue. I mean, that's the other part, you know? So
Yeah, it's not like you can go to your best friend and go, okay, we can still be best friends, but you got to promise me you never sleep with my mom ever again.
What a weird conversation. You know, and
all right, Bert.
I was going to say at the same time, you know, this is someone who's been by my side for almost like 2 decades. Yeah. So I'm kind of stuck. Like, do I end the friendship and just cut him out of my life? Or I don't know. Do I try to forgive him?
Well, I know how you can get out of this because you could just get even. You could sleep with his mom.
I knew you were going to say that.
There you go.
He's still married.
Why is that stopping you? It didn't stop your bestie. All right, so Bert, your best friend does this.
Yeah.
Are you able to forgive him, or is he like excommunicated forever?
I have a lot of questions, first of all. Like, was she good in bed?
Oh, you would not ask that, you weirdo.
Did you have to ask permission at the, what facility is she at? The dementia facility?
Yeah. Because she won't even remember
it. Yeah, she won't remember it.
The relationship is absolutely over.
You couldn't.
No, you can't bounce back from something like that, man.
Every
it's such
time
a breach of trust.
Every time you see him, Keith, you're going to see him with your mom.
Yeah.
That's on you. That's your own visual. You don't have to picture it.
True. That is true. That is true.
Keith, I think this is the kind of thing, man. This is just going to be a time issue here. This is just... He knows that what he did. You know what he did. He doesn't expect you, I don't think, to hit him back for a while. I don't know how you get over this except for time. Like, and I'm talking like a decade.
All right, Abby, you find out your best friend slept with your dad. Are you able to forgive her?
No, but I'm confused why we're still stuck on the best friends too. Don't we have a relationship with our mom to fix too? I feel like there's a deeper issue here. Like, sure, I'm getting rid of the best friend, but at the same time, like, I'm focused more on taking my mom to therapy or my dad to therapy.
I think I'd probably be happy for my mom for getting something, but not my best friend.
Keith, is this on the to-do list? Like, is this on your agenda sometime this week to speak to your mother about sleeping with your friend?
I think you have to.
I'm probably going to have to, but it's something I'm really avoiding. I'm like so weirded out and awkward feeling on this, you know.
It could be like that caller we had when we were doing like our morally gray Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. This is obviously goes under that umbrella, but the girl who called that walked in on her mom having an affair and here we are like a decade later, they've never spoken about it. Literally never discussed her walking in on her mother.
We should put this on the schedule for tomorrow, but we'd have to be really careful with the screening. Like, morally gray, who did you sleep with that you weren't supposed to sleep with?
Oh, gee. That's going in the 9 o'clock hour.
Like someone's priest?
Yes.
Forgive me, Father.
I do think you got to go to mom's and talk about it. I mean, at some point or another, it's going to come out. You're going to have a drink or two at Thanksgiving or something, and there it's going to be. You got to talk to her about it.
Yeah.
No, you know what she's going to say, though? She's going to say, I'm an older woman. I can do what I want. I'm an adult. I can do what I want. Get out of my life.
Yeah, pretty much.
I get it, Cheryl.
Yeah. My best friend.
Yeah, if I'm you, I'm just letting time pass on this one, man.
Yeah.
Unless she's carrying the child of your best friend.
Is that biologically possible at this point in time?
I think we're a little past that.
Okay.
So. You just never know.
I was about to say, tell us the status of your mom's menstrual cycle. Jeez.
Keith, will you do us a favor? And after you talk to your mom, please call us back. I want to hear how that goes, okay?
Okay. Yeah, I will.
All right. Godspeed.
Maybe it'll be like an immaculate conception.
Bless.
I couldn't fathom.
Nah, man. The pit in my stomach. The Bert Show. All right, Cassie, so you decided you were going to make a decision on your birthday, man. Should you have one? Should you just let it go? What are you going to do? You're going to celebrate? You're not going to celebrate?
I'm having a really big birthday this weekend. I am turning 40, and I've mentioned it a lot because I'm doing exposure therapy on myself. Because 40 is the age of my parents in my head. Like, I distinctly remember my dad's 40th surprise party. It was an over-the-hill party at my best friend's house. And it is weird to think that I am that age, and I am not over-the-hill. Reject that notion. So I'm trying to like normalize it. And if you listen to the bonus content we dropped today on Bonus BS, I came on to talk about one thing and it took a drastic tearful turn in talking about this. And Kristen, you brought up something you were in the same place a couple of years ago as I am, except it was with your dad. My mom passed away. And I don't feel like celebrating. And honestly, I had been dragging my feet on planning this birthday. And that should have been my like sign that something was up. but I was low-key dreading it. And that's not how you should feel about a celebration. And so I really sat with it because I was like, I've been looking forward to my 40th birthday, though, as much as I hate the number feels weird, to this big celebration for a long time. And just everything sort of started going, I won't say wrong, because it didn't go wrong. It just wasn't planned, coming to fruition like I had wanted it to. And I feel like I was trying to fit a square peg in a round hole. And I'm like, well, it's my birthday. I got to celebrate. We'll just do it the weekend after instead of my actual birthday weekend. And I kept trying to make it work and just not feeling into it, not feeling excited about it, low-key dreading it. And so I made the decision. I canceled my own birthday party.
You did?
I did. I canceled it. Huh. And I don't regret it at all. And I'm so glad, Kristen, you said something too, because it really gave me, I don't know if it's the courage or the freedom or the okay to like make that choice for myself.
You didn't need permission to do it. I think we get so caught up in what we're supposed to do, what we're supposed to look like, what we're supposed to say, what we're supposed to do. And like when it comes to our birthdays, like, especially when it's a milestone birthday like you're having, that, you know, you just, you know, put on a smile and you, you know, fake it till you make it kind of thing. And no, man, it's your birthday and you get to celebrate it how you see fit. And if you're not feeling it, if you're in a space where you know down the road you'll be in a better place to receive that love and that birthday love, otherwise you're just going to be faking it. I'm not a fan of faking it. And which is why I was super proud of you when you sent that text and you were just like, hey guys, I'm going to be vulnerable. I'm going to be transparent. I'm not feeling this. So we're just going to put it on hold for the time being and revisit. And I think you, you know, and oh my God, the text, the group chat totally passed the vibe check.
It did.
It totally passed the vibe check. Everybody understood the assignment and nobody was trying to convince you otherwise. Like, obviously, it was hard for you to come to this decision, right? This wasn't an easy decision. And you want to look at all the trials that life gives you and like, no, I can overcome this and I can, you know, I can compartmentalize and I can still, you know, have these highlights and fun things. Sometimes life beats you down and you just got to like sit down for a bit and gather yourself and then come back with gusto. And right now you recognize that you were going to be forcing yourself to have fun. And that's not what your birthday is supposed to be about. So you're going to take a beat and then we're going to come back. The coven is going to reconvene. your witches are going to reconvene and we're going to have an epic 40th birthday, you know, a couple months down the road.
Plus you told us earlier you're on the GLP-1 now. Birthday cake. You don't want it. You've got no desire to eat birthday cake. You're not, you have to drink water now, water.
It was more like flipping back and forth between events for the wedding and flower arrangements for my mom's funeral, which was the following weekend after the birthday party that really did it. And I think I wanted to do it so bad because I knew she would want it. Mm-hmm. And so I think this is what I want to share with everyone. Like at some point in your life, it is okay for you to step back and be like, I'm going to do what I want for me, not what other people want for me or what other people think I should do. I want to do something for me and I made the right choice. And yes, we will celebrate at some point in the future.
Yes.
The Burt Show.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It wasn't on the schedule, but we were talking about it off the air, and I think it would be an interesting conversation to have.
We can't really talk about how we got into it, though.
No, you can't. No, we really can't.
Oh, those off-air conversations. Don't you wish you could be privy?
You guys are missing a really good show. The show is way better off the air than it is on the air.
I was about to say, maybe our ratings would go up if we just kept the mics on for all 4 hours.
This show would make a great podcast. Mm-hmm, this radio show would make a great podcast. Because then we could really talk about these things. But let me ask you guys a question. And if you want to get in on this, why not? 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. If you could try on the opposite sex's parts for as long as you wanted, would you try them on for an hour? Would you try them on for a weekend? Would you try them on for a week? And what would you do with them?
I felt like a week was too much, but a day was too little. And so I think a long holiday weekend. Give me like a Memorial weekend or Labor Day weekend. I would rather have it during warm weather than cold weather. I hear.
All right.
You want to see it in its prime.
But I mean, if you're only going to have it for a couple of days, wouldn't you want to experience both? Like it be hot, but then also go into like a cold plunge just to. Sure. Watch it shrink up.
But you get to experience the beauty of fragile masculinity.
Mm-hmm. but yeah, and not just, but like also, I'm intrigued by the twig, but also by the berries. Yeah. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Like, I want to know what those berries are like as well. Like adjusting and like, because, you know.
I think you'd be disappointed by the lack of adjusting that really happens during a day, although Bart may be built very differently than me.
Out of everything I would do, I would want to sleep with someone so I can understand from the man's perspective, like, what's it all about? Mm-hmm. Like, why are you so obsessed with it? And not in a condescending way. I just want to know. I want to live a day in your penis shoes.
I think it would be much more fun and fascinating for a woman to try on a penis than a man to try on a vagina. I mean, at the end of the day, for you guys, it's like, okay, what is it like to stand up and pee? And you can do it anywhere you want. But for me and a woman, I would want to know what it feels like to have something in there, mm-hmm. just so I could be a better lover at the end of it. But outside of that, there's really nothing about it that I'm like down with.
Actually, there's one huge, huge bonus that women have over men. And it's that we can think dirty thoughts at any time and you will not be able to tell.
That's right.
Unless you're going through those machines at the airport, because then it picks up heat signatures and it can tell. Have you not seen those TikToks?
I'm horrified.
Yes. Of women reading spicy books and then going through security and like that area lighting up.
Is that real or is that AI?
This was before AI. This is before AI took over the internet.
So like the heat sensor ones?
Yeah.
Huh. I can't think of a place I'm less turned on, though, than the ATL Hartsfield-Jackson TSA line. Like, I might be the driest I've ever been.
It's like the Sahara.
It's literally like the Sahara.
Like, oh, look, there's a tumbleweed going through the T gate.
Aren't you guys curious on what it must feel like to have a Woody? Like,
absolutely.
The process of getting one must be fascinating to you guys.
Uh-huh. I feel like it's more straightforward. Like, I think if I was a guy, I would be more fascinated by the opposite parts because it's like a Rubik's Cube down there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
It is.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, and most guys, I think, only can, like, do one wall of yellow when it comes to, like, a Rubik's Cube.
Oh. No, I think it's blue walls.
Blue walls? No, you didn't. Who's got blue walls?
You said a wall of yellow. Like, I think it's a wall of blue.
Alexis, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
The first thing I would do is whip that thing around.
Whip it around?
Like a helicopter.
Like the helicopter type thing?
Something like that. And then I want to figure out how the male brain works.
Well, the brain is not attached. No. This is just you feeling physically, feeling the parts of what it's like. To swing that thing around if you want.
See how it works.
And yes. I don't know what this says about me. I don't know if this makes me a masochist. But I want to get flicked in the nuts so I know what it feels like.
Oh, no. I don't want that. I'm good.
You do not.
Yes, I do. Listen, hear me out.
I get it.
Hear me out. Because every guy is like, it's worse than childbirth when you get kicked in the nuts. I want to get kicked in the nuts.
Save that. Alexis, let me ask you a question just randomly here real quick before I send it back to these guys. How long have you been listening to The Burt Show?
10 years, probably.
Ten years.
Yes, about 10 years.
Is this the first time you've called?
No.
Okay.
I was going to say, what a random thing. First time to call in 10 years was over this.
Yeah, getting kicked in the nads. I could see that.
Yeah, I'd want to experience that.
Right?
Yeah, I don't really want to experience it.
I feel like we have to, because like we're doing this in the name of science.
Right.
No,
right?
I'm not. I don't want to do this at all, honestly.
You wouldn't want it at all? If it was an option, you'd be like, no, I'm going
to
skip.
It doesn't seem that fascinating to me, and I think it would freak me out. Like, I think if some, like, magical wizard or troll came down and was like, do you want a pee-pee for a day? I'd be like, no. Go away, troll.
You know what I'd want more is no boobs.
Oh, my God. I would love to get rid of my boobs.
That would be fantastic. What's it like running and jumping?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Well, it's nothingness.
I mean, know.
I never even think twice about it.
You would be so excited to have boobs for 24 hours.
You would touch yourself more. I'd be more excited to have boobs than I would a vagina. It's not even close.
I'm not going to lie. When you're sitting on the couch, it is nice to have a place to put your plate. It's like a little shelf.
Tommy?
I would also like to get rid of my boobs.
That wasn't in the equation.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
I'm sorry, what was your time that you'd want it for? How long?
A long weekend, 3 days.
Cassie, what was yours?
A week, I think.
A week?
Give me a week.
Wow.
To really, because I'm going to try the things, but then I'm not going to get good at them, so I want to practice so I know what it's really like.
I feel like you're going to work overtime on that thing for a week.
Yeah, I would definitely be chafed.
The only reason I would want it is to try the Burt maneuver.
Oh, yeah.
What the hell is that?
The dribble thing, the dribble it, pass it.
Oh, yeah. It would take you, it should only take you like an hour to learn that.
Yeah, because I wouldn't want to get dribble on my skirts, I guess. Yeah.
I wish I could teach that course in college somewhere.
I don't think Georgia Tech's going to be calling you anytime.
There are engineers.
Are we on eBuzz? I can't remember.
We are.
Okay. So Matthew McConaughey is sharing his bedroom secrets for a long-term marriage, and it is not switching his parts with his wife. So Matthew McConaughey recently did an interview with Fox News Digital that said that the key to his 13-year marriage has everything to do with their bed.
So we have kids, and we go to our friend's house, and he has one of these double king-size beds put together, and all the kids sleep in the bed. But, right, the wife's on one side with her side table, and the husband's on the other side. And it's great when you got all three kids, but all of a sudden the kids get too big. They're out of the bed. And I wake up one morning, and I'm looking over there, and Camilla's like a football field away, man. And I'm like, and there you go to bed at night, you like, want to snuggle up, and you're like, well, we got to cover. You come about 12 feet, and I'll come 12 feet. You're like, man, this damn king size bed is not good for the marriage, man. Get rid of that son of a. We got a queen size where we're shoulder to shoulder. I'm telling you, it's good for your marriage.
I have never felt so differently about an opinion before in my life.
Well, I could see, like, I think queen is going a little too small, but like the Alaskan king, which I didn't even know was a thing until we were talking about, who were we talking about that had three girlfriends and they all slept in the same bed together?
Neo.
Thank you. So, no to the Alaskan king and, like, you know, the kids in the bed, because I could see how that would ruin intimacy, or not even intimacy, but just being able to have, like, conversation in the evening with your spouse. But sharing a queen bed with my husband who snores? Abso-freaking-lutely not.
I mean, the snuggling thing is great for, like, when you're just falling asleep. But in the middle of the night, every now and then, it's kind of nice to roll over and get a real quick snuggle. But as far as, like, touch on touch, all night long, no way.
I'm a furnace, and it's going to feel like a bajillion degrees underneath that cover.
In case you were ever jealous or thought that Matthew McConaughey's marriage was better than yours, apparently it is. Because if they can handle a queen-size bed, then they can handle just about anything. All right, Cardi B says that she has broken the Guinness world record for the most drone deliveries in 1 hour. So apparently 176 copies of her brand new album were delivered via drone. She celebrated on X and also talked about it here.
My fans been getting my album from drones. My album has been literally flying off the shelf from Walmart, because Walmart has been delivering my album in drones in the Fort Worth parts of Dallas, Texas. Like a drone is going down their house and here you go. Here's your Cardi B album. And I'm so thankful, because we even broke the record, the most delivery in 1 hour. So the drones is tired, honey. You can't even get it no more from a drone. But my album is still at Walmart, so make sure you got that. And support me, please. I need money.
She's ahead of the curve on this, man. I really do think that there is going to be a time, and it's not that far into the future, where our Amazon packages are coming from drones and not necessarily trucks.
Did you get distracted by the drone at Avalon Noon tonight? Because I did.
There was a drone there?
Yes.
And it's a huge P1 of ours, too. She's been in studio before. She hit me up. But yeah, I saw it, and I was like, whenever I see a drone, I feel like I need to look at it and wait.
Yeah, it was fine. You and I were on stage at the time.
Yeah, we were talking, and I was like, I'm sitting there trying to talk about birds, but then you hear the.
I almost made a joke about it while we were on stage that anybody over the age of 40 is really bothered by that thing, but anybody under the age of 40 is barely even noticing the drone at this point.
This is just status quo for them at this point. Yeah. All right, for more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
The Burt Show.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Menards 11% rebate is here. From lighting to lumber, from doors to floors, the bigger the project, the bigger the rebate. From painting projects to that new kitchen makeover and designing that outdoor space of your dreams, save big on any project you're tackling. Hurry into Menards for an 11% rebate on everything. Mail-in rebate is a merchandise credit check, not a point-of-sale discount. Redeemable on future in-store purchases only. Not on future purchases on Menards.com. See store for details.
Save big money.